forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love,
with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Catherine.
And Piss.
And this is Seek Treatment.
A podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Seek treatment.
If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you just don't give a fuck, seek treatment.
If you like to be fucked, then go fuck, fuck, fucky, ducky, lucky, yuck. Okay, so we need to talk about Love is Blind.
I know. Even though the stars
you're caught
are
up,
crazy.
But, even though the love is blind, I better be in love, baby. I'll show
that
you
song
mine.
Is so good. It literally is.
I just watched Bling Ring with Emma Watson.
Oh, I don't know it.
It's based on these girls in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Who stole a pocket. That was a...
Yeah, so there's a fictionalized...
Alexis Snyers or whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so there's a fictionalized version of the film starring Emma Watson, whose performance is, I'm going to go ahead and say... abysmal.
Oh, really? I like her.
I like her too. And I didn't want to not like it, but it was like, she can't strike me as like drugged out party girl. She's too proper.
Totally.
Anyways.
Is she American accent in it?
Yeah.
Good.
Good.
She should be, because that's what it is.
Good.
Wait, was she American accent in Little Woman?
Yeah.
It's okay. I didn't notice.
Yeah, she was. She was actually.
She actually was American accent in that.
Okay. Love is Blind.
Yeah, so I'm caught up. Oh, but wait, one more thing about Stars Are Blind.
Mm-hmm. Even though the love is...
Wait, what is
even
it?
Though the stars are crazy. Even though love is crazy.
Even though the stars are blind, is that the...
I don't know what it is.
I'll show you mine. But
These are my tutti frutti. Look at them, lick them, lick them, lick them.
That song was so good, but it never got credit. And I remember being a junior, like, being like, they need to play a song on the radio, like, searching the radio for it. Because it was like, when you couldn't just, like, listen to something for no reason, you know, what I mean? It was like 2004. Like, it was a different world back then.
It wasn't like how it is now.
Yeah, and they just didn't play it enough. And no one liked it enough. And it didn't last long enough.
Let's give a rundown on all the Love is Blind couples.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to start with the two that got married.
Or should we start with Diamond and Carlton?
Oh, my God. I was so upset by that. Like,
I know.
I feel bad for both of them because they both are making their points.
Well, I don't think that he is making his point because he...
No, I'm just empathetic towards... his plight, but he was gaslit her and was so crazy.
Totally. Like, everything she did was like, she was literally like, okay, well, you asked me to marry you and didn't like tell me this, yeah. So I need to process it. And he's like, yeah.
You're just like everyone else. No, when he started saying that no one else had a problem with it, I was like, like, then why weren't you scared to tell me?
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, because you have a problem with it.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, yeah, when he said, when he said no one's had a problem before you, I was like, this is insane.
Yeah. And then she's like, why didn't you tell me? And he was like,
Because no one has a problem with
because people don't have a problem with it.
It was nuts.
It was nuts and crazy.
I hope that they both find love, though.
Yeah, especially Diamond.
I know.
I like how Diamond was the one person who didn't like Barnett.
I thought that was so funny. She's like, when she saw him, was like, that's the guy these girls are going nuts for.
Yeah,
that was so funny. In the house, like, okay, Jessica's voice is...
I know.
Even though the stars are crazy. Even though the stars are crazy.
I know.
I mean, she's... I felt bad that she was literally missing her wine glass to her face.
I know. I mean, and what I'll say is that her connection with Mark was the first one they showed, like, having a connection. And it was literally like, do you like the cups? Yeah, do you? Oh, my God. It's crazy. The experiment's working.
I would love to see her make Italian beef. She talked a lot about this beef.
Oh, yeah.
She never made the beef towards us.
I know. And but wait, also, like, they just, like, didn't show us enough of, like, what else was going on. Like, how did the people know which pods the other people were in? Like, did you have your own pod? How did you know the person was going to be in their pod and you went to visit them in your pod?
I'm sure there was, like, a Slack channel or, like, a Google chart.
No, it's like, say when you're going to be in which pod.
Yeah, so the Jessica situation just broke my heart because it was like,
I just am Jessica.
No, you're not Jessica.
No, I don't like Jessica at all, but I think there's...
How do you feel like you
are
Jessica?
There's something so human and universal about Jessica of, like, something so... something so tragically human about her where it's like, of course, it's like we can't accept love because we're too insecure.
I don't struggle with that.
We just think that, oh, yeah.
I connected with her in that, like, the second Barnett was out. She's like, well, I'll just take the second one, and he's my actual love.
Yeah.
Like, I've definitely done that. Like, usually in college, I was always, like, deciding between these two guys, one who, like, treated me like shit and one who loved me. So whenever I go back to someone who loved me, I was like, this is love.
Yeah.
So, but, like.
Do you know what Jessica was addicted to saying?
What?
She was like, she loved to say this. She was like, we had this amazing, when you're in the pods, it's just a voice.
I know.
And then when you're out of the pods, it's a person, and I'm just trying to marry the two together.
Why couldn't she admit that she wasn't attracted to Mark?
I know.
Mark's a good-looking guy.
I was attracted to Mark.
He's not my type, but he's very handsome.
I would need to see him in person to know if I was attracted to him, because with him, he's one of those people where it's going to come down to energy, actually.
The conversations they had were so insane. Like, she just was so rude to him. So rude. So rude. The night that she was laying in bed, like, blackout drunk, being like, Barnett's so hot. I was like, get this girl out.
I know, because he said, because she was saying how, like, another girl was so pretty, and he's like, close second. Like, meaning, like, you're the prettiest.
Oh, when she got mad about it, that was so funny.
And she was like, you don't say someone's a close second.
Actually, I think that's something I would get mad about when drunk, so I kind of, in that way, I'm Jessica. That's weird, because we're both Jessicas.
We're obviously both Ambers in a way.
I was so relieved when she said no.
Yeah.
Which you knew she was going to do because there was no family or friends there for her.
Totally. And also she was so callous.
Why did they make them do it at the wedding?
And she was so callous in the exit interview.
Oh, yeah. She's like, that was the first time I connected with her.
She was like, obviously I'm not doing this.
Yeah. She's like, I don't feel bad. Like, I don't want to marry him. Like, yeah. I don't care what you guys think. I was like, thank you. You're being sane for the first time.
Totally.
They must have just like forced her to stay in it.
Yeah. Maybe.
I
don't know either.
It was sad, but I'm not worried because Mark is going to get like 10 million girls sliding into his DMs being like, you're a hunk, fuck me.
Yeah.
Marry me, baby me.
They had that one camping trip where she was like, he's not that bad.
Oh, it was so sad. He's like, yeah, we're finally just like being ourselves. And it's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah. Yeah. And then.
And then there's, I want to talk about, I think my favorite was Giannina.
Giannina.
I'm Giannina.
I don't think the show was scripted except for Giannina. Like, everyone else didn't get a script. Okay. Giannina had a script.
She was killing it. And the best part, the craziest part of the whole show is when she goes, and they're in separate rooms. You know how you said I was the best sex of your life?
Yeah.
No, that's how I never returned that. I'm like, that is the meanest.
Because they weren't talking about, like, anything like that.
I know.
It was like, what were you talking about? It was something so separate and, like, not. And it was only, like, borderline a fight. You know what I mean?
The part that Brian and I were laughing so hard about was when they're making up and they're in the helicopter and, what's his name?
But,
Damien.
Is he Damien?
They're taking off in a helicopter.
I thought Lawrence was Damien.
No.
Okay.
They're taking off in a helicopter and Damien goes, I really needed this. Like, I really needed this scenic private helicopter ride with you to, like, connect.
I tweeted that most of being straight is going on a helicopter as a date on a reality show.
I was obsessed with them.
Giannina. Like, there were constant arguments over who was on Instagram more.
That was real, though. I was like, that's what it was.
They were both like, I'm working.
I haven't posted once since I got back. I'm like, oh my God. He gave me serial killer vibes.
Yeah, totally.
All the guys except for Barnett gave me serial killer vibes.
Lawrence didn't give me.
Giannina, I just liked her. I liked how horny she was at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I liked how crazy she was.
Hey, just so you know, we don't have to do anything. And she was like, we're fucking.
I know. She was like, when she told him it had been over a year since she'd had sex, I was like,
it's like,
girl.
And it's also like, girl.
What's happening?
At a certain point, it's like,
let me see.
Someone's kind of acting like we're canceling on them, but they're kind of canceling on us.
Oh.
Wait, what's your opinion on when someone's like, I don't know, like someone changes the plan? They're like, because I know you probably would rather do that.
I know, we
like,
talked about this a bit.
I know, but what's your opinion on that?
I don't know. I can't tell them. I actually think that I'm feeling, I took such a, I'm not using my words right.
I'm in a place where I know I'm going to have to take a red eye on Monday night. So I'm like, I wonder if I'll sleep on it.
I don't know.
If you show me real love, baby, I'll show you mine. Like, what does that mean? Like, vagina?
Even though, like, I'll show you my heart.
I know, but it's like, it's a play on the little kids. Kind of like, you show me yours, I'll show you mine.
Even though the love is crazy. Even though the love is blind.
Oh, that was actually really
cool. Wait, here's what's batshit to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, time zones. Like, how is it 9:30 where I came from?
I know.
I haven't done anything today.
But isn't that the best when you just arrive and you kind of have a new lease on life because it's so early? Well, I get
I like arriving at night and going to bed.
Well, what I get off on is this gets me off.
Mm-hmm.
What gets me off?
What? Get off. I'm jerking him.
What if it came out that regularly you gave me a hand job during the podcast? What if that came out? What if that came to the surface? I don't feel funny at all lately.
You're being funny to me.
Do you know when sometimes you're like, I'm literally so funny? And sometimes it's like,
yeah.
I can't. It's because I spent all my...
You've been doing the meetings.
I've been doing the meetings, yeah, and exhausting. I spent all my charmingness on that.
You're being charming to
me. I only have a couple...
You know, I feel like we should have more to talk about because it's been so long, but we're kind of just like, okay.
Yeah.
Not in a way that's awkward, in a way that's like natural.
Well, do you know what's going on? What? We have a lot of off-the-pod stuff.
I know. It's so off-the-pod right now. But wait, okay. OTP. Let's go to OTP. Let's finish with the couples.
Okay.
Cameron is a serial killer.
Cameron's his name.
Lauren's gorgeous, kind, obsessed with her mom.
She's literally so cool. And I want to know more about her because like... Well, we also have to talk about the job titles that they gave upon these people.
But that's like a tenet of reality TV. It's like the jobs have to be nonsensical and like generic, and no one's ever.
Yeah.
And how is Jessica so rich?
I don't know. Well, she's a regional manager.
Of what?
I don't know. But can't you see her in an office like having the most boring job that like sure she technically gets like $175,000 a year for?
That's so much money.
And it's kind of weird to me that they all live in Atlanta, like, because it's like...
That was the first time they'd ever done that on reality TV. I love that, though. They just didn't even...
Because what are the chances that your perfect match is going to be one of this sample size of people in one city?
Crazy enough to do the show.
Yeah.
You know who I want to talk about? Kenny and Kelly. Because we thought they were going to be the ones. And then halfway through, she's like, I'm actually not attracted to him. I actually, like, fucking shock jock. And then Kenny was such a sweetie, perfect gent.
I know.
He's gonna
and
find
the mom.
Out.
You know who wants to? You know who wanted to ride that dick to Kansas was her mom.
Whose mom? His mom.
Her mom.
Yeah.
Was like, I'm.
What about Kelly's dad? Shout out. I'm like my type. I had raw dog sex with Kelly's dad in 1986. Kenny and Kelly, like, what happened there?
I don't know. It's Kelly.
She wouldn't have sex with him.
Kelly was acting like she
was. She's like, I love kissing him. And I'm like, well, you know how they love kissing? I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Kelly
you
was.
You know who I love kissing?
Who?
My boyfriend.
I love that for you.
I just got slapped in the face.
Kelly was acting the whole time like she was kind of normal and all there, like a Lauren type. And then, like, by the end, it was like, wait, you haven't been normal this whole time. Or you wouldn't have been acting this way. And their families, remember their families?
And she's
like
a fitness person.
And their life coach, I think. Or health nutritionist.
I don't know. But I don't care. She had to go to San Francisco for work.
And I remember their families being like, and they're so lucky they won the lottery because they have the support of two families.
I know. That, like, I mean,
okay, well, she doesn't want to fuck him.
You know what also was sad? She was like 6 years older than him, but they never talked about it.
Oh, really? That's such a fun juxtaposition to Jessica and Mark.
I mean,
Jessica was, by the end, trying to write checks to people to talk about the age difference. With her high-paying
when her friends were job. Like, oh, that's cool. And she was like, but tell me, someone say something bad. Get me out of this.
Yeah.
Jessica was helping us. I'm a regional manager. Get me out of here.
I'm a regional manager. Get me out of here.
Wait. Who are the other couples? Booty and Tootie, Fruity and Looty, Cootie and Shooty.
Well, we haven't done Barn and Amb.
I mean, at this point, it's like, well, I think they're going to, well.
So have you been on Amber's Instagram? She's been clapping back at the haters and being like,
let me see.
She's acting like she's acting like it wasn't crazy that she didn't have a job or a house or anything. She said it's because she hurt her foot. And as evidence, she posted a picture of her in a foot, like a medical boot, and being like, now does this make sense of why I wasn't working?
Because she sprained her ankle? What does she do? Yeah. Is she a gymnast? What's her last name?
She's Kelly Strug or whatever. Kerry.
The saddest part of the whole series with them was that when she goes.
What's the
when
Kerry Strug? What's the gymnast?
I never remember.
Yeah.
Okay, when she shows up and they're like getting drinks after work and he's like, what did you do today? And she's like, like planned the wedding and drank a whole bottle of wine. And I'm like, oh, no one's like arresting her. Like it's 4 p.m.
And, Barnett, and then cut to Barnett being like, I don't know what she does with her day.
Yeah. Oh God.
Barnett, did you were attracted to? He wasn't like that problematic, was he? I didn't think he was
I found his personality abhorrent.
Really?
Well, he got better.
I didn't think he was being a douchebag in the pods.
He was being such... I just hate when a guy's like, I'm the funny one, but he never makes a single joke. He just like kind of says rude things.
Yeah.
But he does... I will say he has like the sexual energy similar to...
Your partner.
My lover.
Your partner.
Don't you think? My partner. Brian, I start saying partner.
My friend's partner. Hey, this is my friend's partner. That's how I introduce Brian to people. This is my friend's partner.
Amber, are those... I don't want to be talking about this on the pod, but her boobs are so...
I love them.
They're so high up.
Yeah. You think that's real?
I don't want to be the kind of girl who's like, are her tits real? But I was curious.
But we are. That.
If it I was, assume like, they're not.
I don't know.
Are you gonna? Should I show my tits at my wedding?
Like, I don't understand. Like, was
there were so many tits at the wedding.
Ultimately, the $1 million question is:
do I show my tits enough?
Yes, you do.
Oh.
But this is the $1 million question.
I must
question.
Need to go in a stupid slut.
Ultimately, the $1 million question is like: was Amber in the army and like in what capacity?
And look, what is an ex-tank mechanic?
I know. Like, was she in like fatigues, like running through? But she also has never left the country.
I love the clip of her saying, when she's so drunk, she's like, and I'm so drunk right now.
Yeah.
I like when they just say it because they're so drunk the whole show and they aren't admitting it.
Yeah.
You could fall in love with anyone like that.
Totally.
That's what's sad.
Yeah. Wait, who else was
there? The way Cameron was with Lauren just really creeped me out.
Wait, why? I thought he was supportive.
He wanted to, like, I don't know. He was so, like...
Yeah, he was, like, a little too much.
I'm like, be human. Like, have some doubts. Like, he'd be like, I'll take care of you. I'm like, don't, like, wear her skin. Like,
whenever they were having doubt, but whenever they weren't having, like, for Mark to not have doubts is kind of crazy.
I don't know.
It's like, that has to really shake your belief in your own discernment when you can watch yourself 2 years ago in 2018 having no doubts that you're going to marry this person who clearly fucking hates you.
Oh, my God.
For being 24.
The question is, would you go on Love is Blind?
Yeah, a gay Love is Blind. I would, actually,
you wouldn't.
If my current died, I would go on Gay Love.
If my current died. How is your current? I miss him.
I know. He's in Rhode Island to see his sister's baby, and I'm going to go there after this. I love babies.
I love that about you.
They are so satisfying. Don't you think?
I don't find that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're the opposite of satisfying because you see it and it's like, oh my God, it's so cute. But then there's nothing really to do with it. You just hold it for a bit and then it's kind of over.
I always feel like I don't know what to say.
To a baby or to a person?
Well, both, but ultimately, like to a kid.
Oh, yeah, to a kid.
I could chat all day with a person, but when there's a kid or like a baby, I don't know what to say about it. I'm like, look how small.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to say anything.
Okay.
You just be like, oh my God, he's so cute.
Yeah.
If he is, and be honest about it. It's stressful sometimes holding a baby because they're so fragile.
Yeah, I never feel comfortable like holding the head up. They're so soft.
I was really good at it when I was little because there was always a baby in the mix.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You held Char.
I did. There's really cute home videos of me like dropping Char, being like, oh.
Yeah, your home videos were so... Wait, did we talk on
there's
the pod?
There's a home video of me.
The home video of that Billy posted.
Oh, so I'm surprised that really connected with you. Can you explain?
Of you guys opening, finding out you got a channel.
Tell the people what Billy posted.
Billy posted a picture of Christmas morning, Catherine and her two brothers running downstairs, Catherine in these SpongeBob, like, pajama shorts.
So I was so... I wore those till there were holes in them. They were from Target. They were men's boxers, size small. And I was so upset. And I had SpongeBob and I had Tony the Tiger. I thought they were, like, so quirky and cool.
Yeah.
And, like, the guys would love it if I had them. And I wore like a bright red sweatshirt, crew neck sweatshirt.
And it was like a classic gift of like opening an envelope that says one last gift. And it's like, it was just a trampoline. It's just like seeing the reactions of kids to presents and like, I don't know. It just was so funny to me. It was so real.
I know. It was so pure. That was like my, I have a weird emotion seeing my younger, awkward self. It's like I feel so much compassion for her and I love her so much, but I'm like, part of me still like almost not embarrassed, but just like, I don't know. Do you ever get over, you know what I'm saying?
Totally, yes.
How do you feel when you see young you being stupid?
We don't have very many videos of me.
I want to see videos of you.
Well, me when I was like 3 is actually really cute.
No, I know. You're blonde, gorgeous.
Yeah, I should have been.
And everyone knows blonde is sexy. Yeah,
I should have
brunette
been.
Brunette smart.
I started talking about this on stage. My friend named his baby something hot. What? Which is kind of like, what are you trying to
Can
do?
Can you share what that is? Wes. Like Charlie?
Wes.
Oh, Wes is hot. A baby named Wes, it's like, it's not ready for that.
I know, exactly.
We start with Wesley.
Stop trying to get us to like be into your baby sexually. Stop trying to get me to date your baby.
What are you going
to
name your...
Well, I actually would love to name my baby Wes.
Oh.
I guess now I kind of can't.
I feel like we once had a male babysitter named Wes.
Wes to me is very like...
My ears hurt from these. Ears?
Now that you say that, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, you know what I just realized? What? How much podcasting we still have to do.
Yeah.
It's a huge part of our work.
I know. And what do you want to do after this?
I think we should still go to that place.
Okay. I think so too.
I hope I'm still hungry because I had a turkey burger.
I'm not hungry.
We'll see what happens.
We can either get something small or...
something large.
I'll get a drink. You can have a DC. Yeah. Go off.
Yeah.
I'm excited for our sleepover tomorrow.
I know. It's so fun.
So where are you staying tonight?
Still my Airbnb. It's actually really good that you decided not to because you wouldn't like it, I don't think. It is cramped quarters for sure.
I'm just, like, becoming such a fucking little diva.
But even this, like, getting my own place for 6 days, like, even though it's not, like, a luxe place, it is kind of like a little...
Oasis. Anytime you have your own place, it's nice.
Totally.
The Ace Hotel makes me emotional.
Well, the Ace Hotel to me is...
It's where I got...
New Year's Eve. For 2 New Year's Eves
ago. Oh. Yeah. See, my Ace Hotel was the one in London...
Oh, for me, Ace Hotel and Midtown will come in and out of my life kind of at a whim. And there'll be like mm-hmm. months where the Ace Hotel, for whatever reason, is a huge part of my life. And there'll be like 6 months where I literally forget it exists.
I'm randomly the kind of girl that if I like knowing what I'm getting myself into. Like if I stayed at a hotel before, I like at least knowing like what it's going to be like. So I choose it again. Even though I used to love change. Now I find myself.
Not liking change?
Yeah, now I just literally want to be like. A home buddy. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. I'm going to be gone for so much of March. So I'm just kind of sad.
Wait, where are you going? You're in Australia. Oh, wait. You know what I want to talk about?
I'm going to London.
I'm doing a show in D.C. on April 4th. And if you listen to the pod and you're in D.C., find out where that is. I don't know. And come. I would love to see y'all. Yeah. I'd love to see y'all out there.
I've met some cool people, some cool fans at shows in D.C. What's wrong?
I have to pee. I'm sorry.
Go pee. I'll talk.
Okay. Just talk in monologue.
Okay, I've never really done monologue before. It's kind of a new thing. Whoa. I don't know if I like how this is feeling. So I guess what's on my mind is, suddenly I'm like so shy. Wait, this is so crazy. I'm going to look at my phone and see like what's going on and update y'all. the first thing that pops up on news for me, this is sad. Amy Adams fans are celebrating Leap Day with a cinematic tradition. Oh, it's Leap Day, is it? Oh, it's Leap Day, is it? I'm alone in a room. Everyone's screaming. This movie is bad. I've seen this movie, Leap Day. It's like, that guy is really hot, that British guy. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. Oh, right. Yeah, this movie's really stupid. Anyways, Pat, I didn't really get anything good, but I did talk about how the movie Leap Day with Amy Adams is bad.
I don't remember that movie.
The premise is...
It's so crazy how much I pee. It's bad. It's like, should I go to Ural? If you're a Ural, just
listen
to the pod.
I'm really scared about my leg bump.
But if you're a Ural, just listen to the pod. Can you DM me what it means that I pee so much?
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to DM
me. Me too, because I pee a lot too.
Someone needs to DM me that.
So on my flight from Austin, I was in this... row with three gals.
Woo!
And the girl in the middle started talking right away. And I was like, I can't.
Why do they imagine?
And then the one in the window was like, I'm going to apologize in advance because I'm going to have to pee during the flight, which I was like, that's totally fine. Like, when a girl has to pee, I'm like, I get it. I pee so much during flights.
Totally.
But then both of them had to get up like literally three times, which is, that's how I am.
Totally,
but that's
totally.
Why I always go aisle.
Yeah, me too.
In that moment, I fell for my sisters, but I was like, this is a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I watched, first of all, I watched All of Us Blind. I watched all of this Netflix show that's British called The Stranger.
Oh, I thought about watching it, but then not I Googled good. It and it wasn't good. But you know what I watched instead of
it? It started kind of good and then it got so outrageous.
Well, what happened was I saw that and I was like, that's the kind of thing I liked. Googled it, found out it was bad, but they were like, you should watch this instead. And I watched Happy Valley.
Oh, my mom loves that. Is it good?
So good. Literally, it's about like a 62-year-old cop who literally is literally does karate against people.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
You know what I had to stop watching because I thought it was really boring? I really, the beginning I was so hooked.
The Outsider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second she's like to start talking about the boogeyman stuff.
Yeah, totally. I'm still watching it because I still want to know, but
it was
totally.
Cute. And you're like, we can watch The Outsider together.
I know.
I was like, I love you. I know. I was like, who are my friends? But then it's you.
But wait, what was I going to say?
How many?
Wait, karate. Remember when people were doing, like, does karate work? You know what I mean? Did we stop doing it because it doesn't work? I can't imagine being hurt by karate. Nothing they do in karate looks like it would hurt.
I think you would definitely be hurt by karate.
Okay.
I would love to take a karate class with you. Yeah. Do you know that we went bouldering in Seattle?
What does that mean?
Bouldering is rock climbing without ropes. So it's just like you're going to try.
Oh, my God. That sounds dangerous.
It is. But you're not going up high and it's like there's mats you fall onto.
Oh, okay.
I didn't particularly enjoy it, to be honest. And it was interesting.
Is it like at a place and it's in a wall or is it like real bouldering?
Yeah, we went to Seattle Bouldering Project. It's like a gym. It's really cool.
Okay, cool.
It's actually chic. It was me, my boyfriend, and my little brother. I don't know if I talked about this, but the funniest thing is that because my boyfriend was late to our Valentine's Day weekend trip, I ended up having Valentine's Day dinner with my brother.
Aww.
It was so funny, and I was so happy to see him. But it was so funny because, like, obviously we walk into this restaurant. There's, like, Valentine's specials. Yeah. We, like, both order fancy cocktails. They're like, have fun, you two. And I'm like, we're siblings.
Me and Angela had the most crazy Valentine's
Day. What would y'all do?
Okay, so one time we were walking near Union Square and we wanted to find somewhere to eat. And we ate at Five Napkin Burger. And
my mom always says when we walk by that place, she goes, love that name.
I love your mom. I am your mom in many ways.
I love her so much. I really miss my family. I was feeling that way because I was watching the Thanksgiving episode of Gossip Girl. It made me miss my family.
Oh, my God. Wait, so one time we went there and we were getting burgers and we wanted to get one app. But then we couldn't decide between...
Did you get, like, Southwestern egg rolls?
No. We couldn't decide between apps of wings, nachos, and a spinach and artichoke dip, which isn't my thing, but Angela likes it.
I like it okay.
I forget what we decided, but later we realized, we're like, you know what we should have done that would have been kinky, naughty, and slutty is not get a meal and just get all three of those appetizers.
That sounds amazing.
And so we've always been like, one day we're going to go back there.
Did y'all do that for Valley?
We did it for Valley, but
Valentine's Day?
The maitre d', I'll call her, of Five Napkin Burger on Valentine's Day was acting like it was the Four Seasons. And like,
okay, this was Sex and the City. It was 2002.
It was literally 2002. She was acting like it was like, this is my biggest night of the year. And she literally was like,
isn't it so casual?
We went in at 5:30.
Now I want apps with you.
We went in at 5:30.
Literally, I love that.
Literally, she's like, I'm going to need the table back by 7:30.
It's like, my God. Yeah, 2 hours at 5.
She said it so forcefully. Like, yeah, we're going to be fine with that. So.
Brian and I were just somewhere where I said it'd be fun to go here when no one else was here. Where were we?
I was the only one in my row in the plane on the way.
Oh, yeah. You know that there's that right around the corner from my house, there's that Mexican place?
No.
Like right across from me?
I don't know it.
It's really good. The fajitas are sizzling.
I don't think that adds value.
But sizzling fajitas for, like, when you're trying to be healthy is actually an amazing choice.
Totally.
It's, like, so much meat, peppers, onions, and then just, like, I'm going to go ahead and dunk it. I'm not ashamed to dunk it in sour cream. Dunk it in guacamole.
No.
Or fuck a diet, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck a diet.
I don't want to be problematic. I'm just trying to be my journey.
Literally.
I'm just trying to be my journey.
Well, guacamole literally is good for you and no journey.
Wait, you know what sucks about Weight Watchers is that they make you hate off. They say you can't have avocados.
Really?
Too much fat. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah, but it's healthy fat.
Yeah, I'm like, let me have avocado.
Yeah.
Or give me death.
Well, whenever a diet's kind of like, don't eat an apple, it's like, calm down.
No. Oh, I know. When I was famously 15 years old in the South Beach diet, I stopped eating fruit. It's like, that's why I'm like this. It's like, so damaging.
It is damaging. We've been broken.
Cut to me bringing like canned tuna to the lunchroom with like vinegar on it.
I went up in Prozac.
How you feel?
Same exact.
How's it do to your dicky? How does it do to your dick?
I think it's been a little harder to come. Just a little. I was already on 20, so it's not a huge jump.
I guess it's different as someone who has multiple orgasms during sex. I just notice it more intensely.
Yeah. For me, it's like all about getting that finish line.
It's,
yeah,
it's like
binary.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Bang, bang into the room. You know I gotta come, you can come. See, me, I'm like, if I'm not roo within a few seconds.
Wait, I think it's time.
I know. I'm excited for RG.
Yeah, we're going to bring in RG.
An old friend. Is she here?
She's here. I still saw her when I went to use to
urinate.
Oh,
that's amazing news.
When I went to urinate, I saw her.
Is there a loudspeaker of us are recording in the main stage?
There should be, but there ain't. please
put your ears open for Morgan Miller.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.